Hey, what's going on? Episode 38. 38. The Rain Man Podcast. How's everybody doing? I just seen the movie Frozen just now. I just finished watching it. Seriously. I finished watching it. I got up. I sat right here on my laptop. Well, not on the laptop. You understand what I'm saying. So, while it's still fresh in my head, I know it's late. What? I'm like a year and some change late to this movie. I understand that. I know I must have tweeted out at least three or four times this past year that, hey, I'm about to watch this movie, and I never got to watch it. Something always comes up, but finally it happened. I had my two sisters with me, which they've seen it. I mean, Jesus Christ, probably 100 times already, but yeah, I liked it. It was all right. It was I. If I had to give it a grade, I would give it like a B plus, you know? That's all. I thought it was good. I thought it was really good, you know? I know some people love that movie, and I can see why. I like the songs, right? The songs were catchy. As soon as the song was over, you were singing it like to yourself. So I thought that was pretty impressive. Do you want to build a snowman? That's my favorite song, I have to say. Yeah, was my favorite. I mean, I guess Let It Go, I just heard it so many fucking times. I've heard it, you know, throughout the year. Without seeing the movie, I knew the song, so. Yeah. But yeah, Do You Want to Build a Snowman? Probably my favorite. God bless all you parents out there. God damn. I know you must have heard that soundtrack. Holy shit. You probably still are. So, shout out to you, you moms and dads. Because I enjoyed the music, but I could only imagine a little girl wanting to hear that on fucking repeat a million fucking times. Or boy. I guess, you know, they had a couple of male characters. I guess the snowman was a character. Olaf. But she was funny too. I thought, yeah. So, yeah. B plus. There you go. That's my, what is this? About year and a half late review on the movie Frozen. So, all right. Hope you enjoyed it. You should go see it. If you've never seen it before, go check it out. You know? I don't remember the last, no, I can't say that. I was about to say I can't remember the last Disney movie I liked, but no, you know, Toy Story, there's a couple, I guess. Oh, boy. All right. What else? What's going on before we start? I'm just trying to get the week by. What happened? What happened this week? Anything interesting? Oh, matter of fact, hold on. Well, I don't know. This is kind of stupid, but you know, I'm talking about something that happened a year ago. How about something that happened 1 week ago? Katy Perry. I just saw that performance too. I'm late to everything. I'm sorry. What am I saying I'm sorry for? Like I said, I hope you don't listen to this to, you know, get your week in, you know, what happened this past week. Because obviously, I suck at it because I want to talk about Katy Perry right quick. Look, I just seen that performance, right? And, well, I caught it before YouTube took it down. I don't know, it's probably up now, but they were taking it down that first couple of days. But, anyway, I seen it. And, I mean, I'm not the biggest, Katy Perry fan, but I mean, I don't know. I think she's all right, huh? She's pretty, the bitch can sing. Who gives a fuck? Something like, I don't know. She does what a pop star is supposed to do, correct? From what I'm told, make pop music, that's what she does. So, I mean, I don't know. I guess, I don't know. I guess I just see you know, a lot of hatred, a lot of tweets. I can't even say it. Maybe it's just everybody I follow. I don't know. Everybody has a strong opinion, which is good. I'm not complaining. But goddamn, some of you women. I think it's just, yeah, it's mainly the women, I guess. The guys, we really don't give a fuck. She's like, oh, all right, we'll watch Katy Perry. But the ladies, you guys are, you're worse than trolls. Be kind of vicious sometimes on the interweb. You know? Especially if you said that that performance, that Katie performance, was better than Beyonce's. Oh, forget it. Bitches went sick. Complete bitch fits. It was pretty insane. But it was entertaining. Just, you know, reading tweets and whatnot, you know. I'm just thinking, I wasn't going to say it, but a lot of my black female friends that I follow just, you know. I know you didn't just say this white bitch was better than Beyonce. Like, calm down. Jesus Christ. First off, why does she got to be white? Can't you just refer to her as a bitch? Can't you just insult her like that? Like, why you got to throw the color in there? Like, come on. Heal the world. And whatnot. That's a Michael Jackson song, correct? Right? I don't even know why people are arguing whose was better, Beyonce or Katy Perry. Fucking Michael Jackson fucking destroys both of those regardless. I remember that shit. I remember watching that. Any of you youngsters remember that? What was that? 90? I know it was 90 something. I don't know. But I know it was the first time I watched the Super Bowl. First time I gave a shit about football because fucking Michael Jackson was performing. Yeah, I remember that. I'm about to go on YouTube and watch that shit. I remember he stands there. This is how fucking dope he is, right? He fucking teleports on one side of the field, like on the top of like the stage or some shit. Then he teleports to the other side, to the other stage. Then he teleports in the middle and he jumps up and he stands there. And I swear to God, for like 2 minutes, he just stands there. He doesn't do shit. He doesn't do shit. He's standing there. Nothing. He, like a mannequin. And the crowd's going fucking crazy for 2 goddamn minutes. Those 2 minutes are better than whatever the fuck those other chicks did. I understand Beyonce, she was shaking her ass. And Katy Perry, she came out, you know, she was riding the fucking lion from Voltron, which was badass, by the way. And let me just say, that's how my retarded mind works. Because she rode a robot lion, that right there is, that was better than Beyonce's. I didn't see Beyonce riding anything, any robots. So, I don't know. Maybe next year she comes out, you know, in a fucking Transformer, then Beyonce wins. But until then, Michael Jackson. So there you go. Okay, how about that? I'm glad that, glad I got that off my chest. Hope you enjoyed that. Are we ready to start the podcast? Now I'm trying to think of other Super Bowl performances, and I can't think of shit. Bruno Mars, that, yeah, he killed it, yeah. Bruno Mars shit was dope. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. And I wasn't even, like, a fan until I saw that. I was like, oh, shit, okay. Alrighty, cool. Because the only thing I knew about him was, like, they caught him, like, he got busted for some shit. He was doing a little, you know, a little bit of the nose candy. Cocaina. A little John Jones juice. I'm just playing. But yeah, that's the only thing I knew about him. Like, oh, he got caught, you know, doing a little coke. Big fucking deal. But I guess I was not that familiar with his music. Or his performance, I should say. I heard his singles and whatnot, but I never seen him perform. And, like, that performance, like, reminded me of, like, you know, old school, you know, Motown, Jackson 5, you know, Delphonics, you know, some James Brown, you know. You know what all those have in common? Just they're just a bunch of guys on stage playing instruments, singing as a group. I want to see more bands like that. Please, R&B. I'm not talking about The Roots. Not that shit. They just stand still playing. I'm talking about that dancing with a fucking, you know, they got the horns and shit and they're all dancing, synchronized. I want that. Give me that more, you know, old school shit. I'm an old man. What can I say? All right. I don't want that auto-tuned bullshit. All right. I don't want, you know what I'm saying. All right. I want a performance. It takes skill to, you know, play an instrument and sing and perform at the same time. Like, you know, like look at Deadmau5. Like, look, I enjoy his music. All right. I enjoy that techno shit. But at the end of the day, what is he doing? He's on stage. He presses play on the laptop. He's probably up there playing World of Warcraft. He's probably not even there. That's probably not even him on stage. He has that big ass mouse helmet. It's probably a fucking robot. He's at home. Probably controls it on his fucking computer and shit. Alright. What exactly was I talking about just now? I was talking about the Super Bowl. If you're asking yourself, did he just stop and go back and listen to see what he was talking about? Yes, I did. Why? Because this is my podcast, so fuck it. I don't know how I got from fucking robots, but apparently I was talking about Super Bowl and Super Bowl performances, and I don't know, I guess I already made my point, so I don't even know why the fuck I came back. I should have just started the podcast. Oh, Jesus. Because there's no other Super Bowl performance to talk about, correct? Michael Jackson. Nobody, what? I don't remember no other one. Unless you do, like, hit me up on Twitter and let me know, but I don't, you know, offhand, I can't remember shit. Bruce Springsteen? But that's what I'm saying, like, what does Bruce, like, okay, you know what, that's a serious question. Let's talk about Bruce Springsteen. What is it about him? Please tell me. I was listening to a podcast, an old episode of someone's. And I feel like I talked about them. Fuck, I can't remember. I know it's on the tip. I know it. If I get back to it, I'll remember. You know what? I'm sorry to interrupt the podcast again, but listening back to this, editing it, I just remember what it was. It was Talk to Cleo, her podcast, and she had on Brain The on Twitter. Underscore? Yeah. Brain, the fucking line at the bottom, and the, all right? And they were talking about Bruce Springsteen, and it was an old episode they did. I don't know, I was like backlogging like podcasts to listen to, and they had mentioned it. They were talking about Bruce Springsteen, and I heard the podcast maybe like two or three weeks ago. I heard it again, and I guess it was still on my mind, so there you go. I remembered. I'm late, but what the fuck? All right. Back to the podcast. But somebody was talking about Bruce Springsteen and how. What is it? I don't understand. I don't understand the fan base. I don't get the praise. I don't get him. He's in jeans. He sings about the USA, and I don't know. I don't know if that's like the. If you think America, you think Bruce Springsteen, but I never got him. I guess maybe my father didn't listen to him, my mom didn't, so I guess that's probably why, but I don't get it. I don't understand it. I'm not knocking you if you do. You know, just send me a link on YouTube. Fuck it. Just send me something. I'll listen. But I don't know, from what I've heard, I don't know. Maybe I need to go back and listen to it. He had a song about Philadelphia. And I don't know if it was just me. He just sounded like he was just mumbling. I'm like, why do people listen to him? He just, why is this on the radio? Why is it on the radio? You know what? I need to go back. I'm going to go back, do my research on Bruce Springsteen. That's what I need to do. Yeah, maybe I'll do that. Okay, well, you know what, while I do that, why don't you listen to me, what did I talk about here? Oh, yeah, there's a rumor, or there was a rumor, that they were making a sequel to one of my favorite movies, Spaceballs, so, of course, I have to just throw my two cents in there, even if it happens or it doesn't, but I just gotta throw it out there, all right? And, excuse me. My goodness, excuse me. I'm not going to edit that out, though. That's going to take too much time. It really doesn't take too much time, but fuck it. We're here. We're 38 episodes in, right? We're all friends, so what the fuck? I could burp up here. Anyway, what else did I talk about? Oh, we got to talk a little bit MMA. Anderson Silva testing positive on the roids. I would say allegedly, but no, I can't. yeah, he got popped for two of them. So, yeah, we get into that. But before all of that, last week I was invited to my little sister's school. They had like a project, all the third graders, that I was unaware of. And when I, you know, a day before I go to her little event, apparently all the third graders had to write a short story about their heroes, all right? You know, and the teacher's up there, they're talking. Most of the kids pick, you know, moms, dads, you know, aunts, uncles. And, but my sister, she chose me. All right? Isn't that sweet? Aren't you all just going, aww? Qué lindo. Yeah, she said I was her hero. And she wrote a little essay about it, so I figured, why not? Let me share that with you, and let me read that to you. All right, so whatever you're doing, sit back, you know, relax, put your feet up. Unless you're driving a car, don't put your feet up. Just keep both hands wheel, and just listen. All right. Okay, so it starts off, hi, do you have a hero? I do. His name is Ray Jr. He is my brother, and I want to tell you why Ray Jr. is my hero. Ray Jr. is kind and loyal to me. He works at, and she actually put where I work at. I don't know why the fuck she did that, but okay. He works at, okay, one time when we got back home from New York, he had a toy for me. He loves me and my family. That was when we took the trip to New York for my grandmother's funeral, which was a brutal fucking drive. It was about 15 plus hours, and we came from New York straight to Georgia, 15 hours, and she didn't complain once. So I was like, fuck it, this kid needs a gift. So I remember I went out and got her something because, you know, I would have been bitching and complaining. Okay, he got a toy for me. He loves me and my family. He always says hello and smiles a lot. he is trustworthy because he never lies, and I know he will help me when I need his help. You know when she needs help? Homework. She's basically like, she reminds me so much of myself at that same age. I hated homework. Well, at least she likes school, but just, you know, schoolwork. She just has, you know, she's a daydreamer, like me. So when you sit down and you're trying to explain to her, okay, round this to the nearest tenth, she's worrying about, okay, there's a new Ninja Turtles episode today. So, you know, I help her mostly with her homework. You know, I try to keep her somewhat focused and whatnot. And yeah, like I said, she just reminds me of myself so much. So I know the struggle she has with, you know, certain, subjects in school. So, you know, yeah, I guess I try to help her out probably the most. I guess probably because I have the most patience. That's what it is. I have the most patience in the household with her, and I know what she's going through because, like I said, she's just like me as a little kid. But hold on, let me finish reading one more paragraph. She writes down, next, Ray Jr. is afraid of some things, but one day he said, if anything happens to you, I will love you and take care of you. Even when I cry, he helps me out. He never gives up on me. He has courage and compassion. I hope you like my hero, Ray Jr. I love you, Ray Jr. And then she drew a picture of me and her. Why she has purple hair, I have no idea, but there she goes. Are you done crying, ladies? Hmm? Do you need a tissue paper? That was sweet, wasn't it? That was fucking beautiful. Oh, man, she's a trip, man. This kid is a fucking trip. So, yeah, I just had to read that to you. I thought it was cute, you know? Her hero. Who would have thought? Yeah, like I said, some of the other kids, you sit there. They had this little presentation in her library, and, you know, the teacher's reading off, not all of them, but she's just reading off some of the subjects. And like I said, some of the kids picked mom, dad, aunts, uncles. There was this one kid, same age. She wrote about her fucking dog. Her dog was her hero. Now, I know she's just a kid, and I'm not, you know, I'm not going to judge. No, you know, fuck it. I am going to judge the fucking kid. A fucking dog? I question that whole household. Look, I like dogs, okay? I'm cool with dogs, but unless that motherfucker pulled you out of a burning house, that's ridiculous. Yes, I'm telling a small child that her hero is fucking dumb. Yeah, a dog. I didn't stay and listen to the story, but I swear to God, if that dog didn't fucking, like, take a bullet for her, pulled her out of a burning house, the kid was about to drown, the fucking dog jumped in, pulled it out of the pool. That's the only thing I'm accepting for a dog being your fucking hero. That's it. This was supposed to be nice and sweet. Now I'm talking shit to a small child. Okay, so I have to give my thoughts on this. Even though there's nothing, it's not official yet that they're going to do this movie, but I gotta get my thoughts on it. And that is Spaceballs 2. Mel Brooks, the director, creator, fucking comic genius. He was on the Adam Carolla Show, his podcast, and they brought it up and they were talking about it. And he said, you know, he liked the idea and that, He definitely saw money in it because, of course, we have the new Star Wars movie coming out this December. I don't know why I just stuttered just now, but in December, Star Wars comes out. And you figure now we're in February, he starts working on it. And, you know, the movie could probably be out by next year, like, you know, January, February, you know. And that would definitely get interest. That would definitely make money after Star Wars comes out and whatnot. And of course, you know, it's not going to have the budget that Star Wars makes, so he could probably kick it out, you know, in under like 6 months. So my thoughts on it, because the only reason I'm talking about it is because Spaceballs is so deeply rooted in my childhood. Like, that was my babysitter sometimes. Like, I love that movie. Easily in my top five favorite movies of all times. So it's like one part of me would love to fucking see that. I would love to see that. But then it's like, fuck, we don't got John Candy and we don't got Joan Rivers, who are, you know, they both, you know, John Candy was Barf. You know, half, you know, he's a Mog, half man, half dog. He's his own best friend. And then Joan Rivers, she played Dot Matrix. And, it would suck. I don't know if it would suck, but it, I don't know. It, you know, could you do it without those two? I don't know. I would love to see a fucking sequel, but I guess, don't do it. Unless they're going to, if he's going to try to like replace their roles, like, don't do it, you know. Don't put fucking, you know, Sarah Silverman as like the new Dot Matrix or some shit like that. You know, it's like, it's not going to happen. It's not going to work. So unless you like, maybe like an offspring, maybe John Candy's character, you know, Barf, maybe his son or some shit like that, but no way try to replace the character. You know what? Just don't do it. Fuck it. Mel Brooks, if you're listening, you know what? Don't do it. Don't make a part two. Ah, oh, fuck. As much as it hurts. Because besides them two, everybody else is alive. Fuck, man. I guess we'll see, man. Mel Brooks is fucking rich. He's not giving a fuck right now, so he doesn't even need to make it. So who knows? It probably never even happens, but I'm torn, man. I'm fucking torn. I would love to see it, but I would, man, if it sucks, that would really fucking hurt. So I don't know. We'll see. Just a message to Mel Brooks. Thank you for all the movies. And if you make Spaceballs 2, I guess, good luck. And please, just don't fuck it up. as your podcast host, I feel like it's my responsibility to keep all of you people up to date on podcasts. You know, maybe other podcasts you're not familiar with. You know, if you like me, maybe you'll like these other fine folks. Where are they? Where can I find them? Fizzbutton.net. You go to that website, you click on Podcast Party, and it's right there. What else? What else do I got to do? What else do I got to tell you? That's it. That's all you got to do. If you're on Facebook for like 5-6 hours a day, you're on Twitter the same amount of time, you know, YouTube, porn, all this stuff, you can stop for 5 minutes, all right, in between a quick jerk and, you know, just stalking an ex-boyfriend on Facebook. You can stop for 5 minutes, go to Fizzbutton, and just check out the podcast. That's all I'm asking you to do. Is that too much? Just check it out. I'm there. The Rain Man Podcast, Footy Gospel, Don't Fake the Funk, The Dojo of Powerful Aging, Spreading the Word, Tales from the Heart Side, Talk to Cleo, The Pinpoint, all great podcasts, all right? All great. So check those out, okay? Listen to them. And also, speaking of Talk to Cleo, I had the honor, the privilege of being a guest on her show. That will be coming out, I believe, in 2 weeks, right? 2 weeks? Yeah. So be on the lookout for that. I'll definitely spread the word with what's going on with that. Oh, look at that. Spreading the Word. Bringing It Back. That's also a podcast. I probably mentioned it. Okay, I'm rambling right now. Fizzbutton.net. Do yourself a favor. Do your ears a favor. Click on that. Go there. And enjoy. That's it. That's all I'm doing. I want you to enjoy it. That's all. You need something to listen to get the taste of my podcast out of your ears. So do that. Fizzbutton. Okay? All right, so Anderson Silva, MMA legend. This is old news, but you know me. This comes out every Tuesday. And even if it didn't, I would still wait this long to talk about it, to get all the facts in. And the facts are, he was roiding up pretty good there. it sucks. It sucks. It doesn't suck for the sport because it happens, and it happens in every fucking sport. So just, you know, all the people, you know, oh, it's MMA. Oh, shut the fuck up. It's everything. You know, looking back at it now, as quickly as he recovered and is back in the cage, you know, like looking at it now, like, yeah, for sure. He had to be on something. His fucking leg was dangling. If nobody knows, Anderson Silva, last year, MMA fighter, you know, one of the best. He threw a leg kick and, you know, the other guy checked it, you know, basically blocked it with his leg, and his fucking leg just broke in the middle of the fucking ring. It was crazy as shit. It's super rare. It doesn't happen all the time, but when it does happen, it's fucking brutal. And that shit was really rough to watch. And his leg was just dangling like a fucking Twizzler. It was just fucking crazy. And I think, what was it? A year later? Or maybe less, I think. I don't know. It was about a year. He's back in the cage. And, you know, he had to be on something, man. Some type of steroid. So, it sucks. You know, this had to happen. Maybe, I guess he retires now. Hopefully, I hope. You know, just retire. There's nothing else to prove. You came back from a crazy fucking injury that, you know, most people would, you know, wouldn't even be able to. So, and to go into a cage and fight again, you know. I don't know. Have a good retirement. That's all I'm saying. I love Anderson Silva. That's all. And Nick Diaz, he also, that's another thing that happened. The same fight, you know, his opponent, Nick Diaz. I'm just talking for people who don't know about, you know, mixed martial arts or whatever. Just, you know. Why am I apologizing? What am I even talking about? Let me just keep going. Anyway, Nick Diaz, again, they, you know, drug test. He got positive, you know, for the marijuana, you know. The sticky icky. The ganja, some of the devil's lettuce, huh? Smoking that fucking green, some of that dope. You get the idea. Yeah, this is his third time, I believe, in the state of Nevada, is it correct? Which doesn't count, you know, when he fought over in Japan that time, too. But, yeah, third time. I don't know. If I was Dana, it just seems like having a fucking headache. But then again, the kid's fucking money. People love seeing him fight, so I don't know. You know, me and my friends the other day were talking about this. We're coming up with, you know, mixed martial arts conspiracy theories. And one of them that came up with was Dana White just knew. He said, fuck it, let's just make some money. You're on the roids, you know. Fuck it, let's just have it anyway. And we'll just take the consequences later. Just here. We'll pay you off good, you know. And then Nick Diaz caught wind of it. And he was probably like, fuck it, if he could, you know, if he could be on roids, then can I fucking smoke? And Dana was like, yeah, fuck it. You'll probably get fined. You know, take the year off. Whatever. Go to Jamaica. And that's what happened. So I like to think that's what, you know, really went down. But that's just a conspiracy theorist in me. You know, I don't know. Anyway, whatever. So my thoughts, he got caught. He's not the first. He's definitely not the last, and it sucks. I don't think it tarnishes his legacy as a fighter. This is the first time he's ever been, you know, got popped for steroids, so I'm still the fan, and, you know, he fucked up. Mistake, and I'm going to still support him, because I'm still a fan of his. It blew my mind, like, the fans, so-called fans of his, that just fucking... Fuck stones, just throwing goddamn, I don't know, just fucking boulders at the fucking guy. Just the guy's at his fucking lowest right now as a fighter. And you just, you know, just people just completely just shit on him. Like, it really fucking sucks, man. It really sucks to see that, you know. Because the only sport I watch, and I think it's the greatest sport ever. And, you know, you should, you know. Yeah, he fucked up. Trust me, I get it. He fucked up. But damn, don't crucify him, you know? I'm going to talk shit. Talk shit about John Jones then. At least he's pretty much used to it, you know? He's like, fuck it, I'm going to just do a little coke. And what the fuck are you going to do about it? I'm still your champ, bitch. You know? I don't get it. That's one guy. I still don't understand that. No one has, you know, hit me up. Like, please explain to me the hatred for John Jones. And I guess now the hatred for Anderson. Because I see it. I don't know if I just see it online or it's just, I'm just following a lot of dickheads. You know? I don't know. But, yeah. It sucks that, you know. And once again, look, your opinion's your opinion. But, like I said, when you directly tweet, you know, a fighter talking shit, it's like, just stop. You wouldn't do it in real life. So, just cut it out. All right. Whatever. Let me get out of here. So, there's my thoughts. It sucks, but I still love him. Nick Diaz, he zero fucks given. The guy, he almost took a nap during the fight, so he doesn't give a fuck. So, there it is. All right? That's your little MMA news for the week. Let me get out of here. All right, that's the podcast for this week. I'm sorry if you noticed I did not talk about the Grammys. You know I kind of talk about whatever's on the news and whatnot, but yeah, I didn't watch it. That's it. My only excuse. I didn't watch it. I don't watch it. Who gives a shit? It's a boring fucking show. It's like 4 goddamn hours. Who gives a flying fuck about rich millionaires all dressed up in a room passing out awards to one another? Who cares? Grammys mean shit. Oscars mean shit. And, okay, there you go. Coming from the guy who watches the Wrestling Hall of Fame every fucking year, but hey. I don't know if I was trying to make a point just there, but thanks for listening. This is the Rain Man Podcast. As always, subscribe on iTunes, on Stitcher, on Podomatic. And I guess that's about it. I talked about, yeah, talk to Cleo. I'll be on that podcast soon. I did something with Dirty Devo. We did a little podcast together, a little experiment, I guess you can say. three dickheads playing video games. That's not a description. That's what it's called. It's me and it's me, Devo, and Tater Tots. And if you want to hear three young men, you know, get drunk and play video games, this is definitely the podcast for you. It's original. I'll tell you that shit right there. So, yeah, check that out. And I think that's it, right? Yep. Everything's done. I said what I had to say. And this is the end. I know. It's sad. It's all right. I'll be back next Tuesday, all right? So, that's it. Take it easy. Later. Bye.
Damn, man. I heard all these things about you, man. Boy, I heard you been doing your thing, man. Wait, wait, let me tap them pockets, man. Them pockets fat. You know I'm gonna get mine. Yo, Ray, baby, check this out. Yo, we done went through so many trials and tribulations, man. It's a shame, man. But you know, I told you who the devil is, man. Always watch them people who lie to you. When people try to cheat you, man, at your money. I told you, you ain't let me teach you at your money. Shit, man, what? You gonna let another nigga cheat you out your money, boy? You crazy? Alright, watch the tricks, baby. Cause the trick is a lie. And a lie is a thief. Trust me, baby. You know what I'm saying? Now give me a couple hundred, man. So I gonna do my thing, man. I'm going on the road when you get it, when you... Yo, I already had the vision. Yo, Ray, I had a vision. I seen you, man, at the Madison Square Garden. And I just came through and you said, yo... And it was real, son. You took the world by storm. They didn't understand it, because they didn't see that far. They couldn't see the forest from the tree. But Ray, I'm going to tell you, it's your time, man. Go get that paper, man. You understand? Get that paper, man, because it belonged to you, man. Laws of God. Trust. Keep a law in your heart, brother, and you won't fail. Trust me. Always remember, how far did thou travel? Thou travel as far as in the dimension he could see. What you see. That's all I can say, baby. Watch the liar. Watch the cheat. And watch the thief.